This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to The Educated Investor. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us, and we are really glad to have David C. Sean with us with the Householder Group. They're estate and retirement specialists. David's number, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917, cshonfinancial.com, C-I-C-H-O-N financial.com. So, Dave, first of all, thanks for being with us again. Man, you pick such a boring industry to be in. You know, nothing going on. You what am I going to talk about tomorrow? Man. But no, yes, wow. Scott. You talk about something that's been crazy. It's what you're doing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time for all of us to live through. And, as they keep saying, no one's ever been in anything like this ever.
Mm-hmm.
It seems hard to believe that we can be in a situation like this and it's never occurred to this magnitude.
Right.
But it also points up maybe we need to be a little bit more prepared, but that's not the subject for today.
Yeah. You know, watching the president's press conference yesterday, and anytime the doctors get up, they talk about their charts and their models, and they're looking at different things. And so I assume you kind of do that same thing with charts and models when something like this happens, although we've never seen anything quite to this degree. You probably look at those type deals, too, to kind of see how to advise your clients. So just take the floor here, so to speak, and fill us in on what you're thinking.
Well, Scott, as you know, we aren't pickers of individual stocks or bonds kinds of things. We're fiduciaries and we're financial advisors, planners for our clients. Retirement and estate planning is critical. And, of course, when we look at situations like this, it points out to many people why we always talk about a financial house and why financial positionings of assets in that house is very, very important. And just like any house that you would build, once you have your land and you have your plans to build the house, the first thing that you've got to decide is, should I put in a footing or a foundation?
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with financial advisory and financial planning for clients. We have to determine how much assets or how much money should be in the foundation of your house before we go above ground. In other words, how much income do we need? How much of that income do you want to be guaranteed or non-guaranteed? How much of those assets that you put in the foundation besides income do you want to protect or not to protect? Most people, when they're talking about the foundation, they want to put those assets and income in there that they can't lose. So whether it's sticking in a bank account or 90-day government treasury bill, or some form of insurance or annuity, something that can't be lost, that provides a degree of comfort. And you see it mostly in these kinds of markets, what we're going through right now, because those assets and that income can't be destroyed by what's going on outside. We'll get through this mess like we've had other pandemics in the past and other situations that drive the markets crazy. We'll get through it. We just don't know when that time will be. And I want to make sure my clients have enough paychecks and playchecks to get through these kinds of times, and also to be able to place the rest of the assets above ground, but to have some degree of protection on those if they want.
Absolutely,
Still be able to get some decent market returns as they go forward. But again, this decision is up to the individual, whether you want a big, strong foundation or you just want to build it on a footing and have all of your assets and income exposed to something like this. Most of our folks don't.
Right.
And most people in pre- and post-retirement don't either. Because, again, it could, you know, it could take forever for markets to come back, or a long time. Now, right now, we think, you know, everyone seems to think that once this, they get a handle on this virus and the economy shores up, we can get people back to work, that this market could really take off. I don't know that it will or it won't.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if it did, of course.
Right.
But, again, it's going to take time, right? And again, we want to make sure that foundation, and it's not a footing, but that foundation has the income that's coming in. It has certain protection on the assets based on what the client really wants. And to protect as paychecks and playchecks that are in that foundation.
All right. David Cishan is our guest. Once again, he's with Cishan Financial. They're with the Householder Group. And so, Dave, the phone calls, and again, I know the way you educate your clients, you know, you're not just on the phone 24/7, but maybe a couple of calls that you are getting, what are people asking most about?
Well, most people, when they call, are concerned about what's going on in their accounts, because although they can go on and see them, not a lot of them do, and go online and see them, but you can. And that's just part of the overall what's going on in the marketplace here in our environment, in our society. There's a lot of fear,
mm-hmm.
uncertainty, okay? So they want some type of reassurance, and of course, you know, there's no guarantees in life.
Yeah, right.
The fact of the matter is that this is a situation that ultimately will work out, and there are things that you can do along the way if you wish to mitigate the downside. If you have monies invested in the markets, there are things that you can do to protect and to mitigate to certain degrees depending on your feeling. And so people are, it's the fear that I hear, the uncertainty.
Right. Yeah, that uncertainty,
what's going
man.
On. You know, and there's nothing, you know, it's rightful concern. We're all human beings. We don't like change. We hate change.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what are we having every day so far? It was change for something. And the constant news on TV and these different channels, it's just the virus minute after minute after minute. And now that a lot of us have to stay home, you know, it just gets to us.
Absolutely.
And we're fearful, and then we start thinking of other things that could happen. What happens if this happens?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if that happens? And you can, what happens yourself to death? And there's not much that we can do about it. The only thing that we can do about it is stay calm, realize that this will come back, and if you have concerns, you know, a lot of people that are still working, they have retirement accounts, and they'll call me up and say, what should I do? Well, I mean, there's two schools of thought. You stay invested so you don't miss the big days, like a couple was the last week or so, but some people can't. Some people can't handle going up 10% and then losing 12.
Right.
Most people can't.
Right.
So, you know, I tell them, you can always peel off some money and go into your stable fund or your fixed income guaranteed fund that you might have at your 401k or in your pension plans that you can control and protect. I'm not telling them to time the market because no one can.
Sure.
What I'm telling them is to mitigate the risk, lower the risk by moving some monies to protection. You know, and you'll be able to get them back in. And just think about this. Some of these companies and these mutual funds and ETFs and so forth, they've been hammered down. And when this market turns around, wouldn't it be nice to have cash to be able to buy in at these lower amounts? Now, again, you're not going to get the lowest price, but along the way, you can be able to pick up pricing that's much lower than when you sold.
Absolutely.
And you might come back quicker. You might. But again, that's to mitigate the risk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk and encourage people to try to time the market because it never works. But to mitigate risk, to lower the risk, to lower your exposure, I mean, that's something that kind of helps lower the fear quotient.
Right. Absolutely. David C. Shawn is our guest. Once again, his number is 720-482-1917. And David, here's the big value I see in what you do. I mean, of course, there's a lot we could talk about. But, man, I would not want to go down this road without a guide, so to speak. And you and I are both outdoorsmen. So, hey, so every once in a while, we'll get a guide to help us through something. And why? Because we don't know what we're doing there, you know, on that property or whatever the case may be. And we've never hunted that area or whatever. So you get that guide that knows what to do, when to do it. And again, they're not trying to make you act like it end all be all of knowing every answer, but at least someone like yourself that has been through these, you know, difficult times at least, and has seen different things. So you can kind of, because sometimes we just need a calming voice to go, look, you know what, hey, it's a bummer and we're all, you know, it's going to go here for a little bit, but it is going to come back. And we all know that. I mean, it will come back.
Yeah. And I think what happens is, again, people want some assurances and reassurances as best you can give them. Again, no guarantees, but this economy isn't going to go away. It's going to be a tough rebound, I think, you know, just in my own mind, because so many people are out of work. But I think once they have a handle on this virus, I think a lot will come back into play.
Right.
And it might be much, much sooner than we anticipate. Mm-hmm. But again, you don't know.
Right.
That's why you have to be comfortable in where you are with the monies that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, and again, it's a two-way street with people. You know, I always encourage people to call. I don't care what their questions are. I just had one come in, a guy emailed me an article on a publication, wanted to know what I thought about it. Well, right now, because of what's going on in the market, there's a lot of publications circulating about you ought to buy this stock, these three stocks, these 10 stocks, these two stocks. And people react to them like, oh, geez, maybe we ought to buy futures on oil because oil is down so low. Let's go buy some. They don't even know what a future is. all they think is,
right,
the price is going to go up at some point, and I'm going to make a lot of money.
Right.
You know, it's a two-way street.
Absolutely.
So we have to just be careful, and we have to take small steps along the way and keep one thing in mind. Cash is always king. So even people that are fully invested somewhere, one of the defenses is that they could raise some cash, put it on the sidelines in their money market account at their firm, whoever they're with, and be ready to fight when it's time to really fight.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's always an option. And I know they hear from a lot of advisors or brokers out there, hold it, don't worry, hold it, it's going to go down, it's going to come up. And he's right.
Yep.
It will. But again, we're not 35 years old.
Yep. Hey, you're
Most
right.
Most of our folks are a little bit older than that.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, bud, I know you're busy. I appreciate it so much. And we will look forward to our visit next week and see where we are. But we appreciate your time very much.
You bet, Scott. Have a nice day.
All right.
Thank you
as well. That's David C. Shawn with a Householder Group. Seashawn Financial, 720-482-1917. Give him a call. David will be glad to visit with you. We got to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Len Lyle Chevrolet is considered an essential business, and they'll remain open for service, parts, and body work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they're following all the CDC recommendations. Len Lyle Chevrolet wants you to stay safe, and we'll resume sales soon.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Kurt Rogers with us, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our show is brought to you each week by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach Steve at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Kurt Rogers, how are you, sir?
I am doing fine.
How's the mortgage world?
Mortgage world is busy. All aspects of it.
I bet. Well, the aspect we're going to talk about, as we always do, is reverse mortgages. And, you know, Kurt, we say this all the time, and I know Steve, when I've talked with him, he says the same thing. This loan isn't for everyone. But I tell you, for a lot of people, this can provide some great income, some great peace of mind, some money to do some things with that normally they wouldn't have been able to do. And, I mean, it can be a great thing for a lot of people.
It is. It's actually very good. A lot of people have the wrong concept and myths and beliefs about how it works. But a reverse mortgage, like you said, it's not for everybody, but it is for a lot of people to do just that, is to take the financial burden out of their life. You know, in the last, we're up in those ages. Mm-hmm. In the last years, we're always struggling and kicking a can down the road. Do I have enough money to get here? The reverse mortgage is a tool that can be used. It's not the only one, but it's a tool that can be used to help keep your finances active as you grow older.
Right. And we've done a lot of shows together. I did not know the topic we're going to talk about today, that there is such a thing as a jumbo reverse loan.
Yeah, they used to, and it's just recently come out, but because of home values and where they're going and what's happened, and not just in Colorado but across the country, the jumbo reverse had to come out because they had capped it down around the $600,000. Now they've raised it a little bit. But a reverse mortgage is a loan that's created to help more seniors find a way to convert the home equity and access cash to supplement their income. It has a new higher loan limit. The standard reverse mortgage will only go to 762, 5.25. But a jumbo reverse will go to $4 million, not appraised value, loan amount.
Wow.
So, and you'd be surprised how many people that can really use a jumbo reverse, mm-hmm, to save them to keep their cash. A jumbo reverse is the same as a normal reverse mortgage. And the technical term for a reverse mortgage is called HECM, which stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It is not insured. A jumbo reverse is not insured by FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, but it is what they call a non-recourse loan. It is the same as a standard reverse. What that means is that neither you nor your heirs will ever owe more than the loan balance or the value of the property at maturity, whichever is less. And your heir is not obligated to use the assets other than the home to repay the debt. That means your heirs, through your estate, whether it's a $2 million reverse, they're not responsible for that. If the value has decreased, they're not responsible for that. It's just yours. It's the same as what it would be on a standard reverse mortgage.
Okay.
Now, the only thing that works in a jumbo reverse is pretty much the same that works in a standard reverse. There's two determining factors. It's the value of the home with your age. At a certain age, if the home, let's say, is worth $1 million, there's a percentage you get at 62, a higher percentage at 65 or 70 or at 75 or 80. And we used to stop at 80, but now we're going up to 95. Because what was there? A guy the other day lived 104.
Mm-hmm.
He was at 104 and he was walking.
Right.
I mean, he made the comment on the news. I thought it was pretty funny. He said, "You guys threw a party for me? Just me?" He's 105. It was. So we're living longer.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Now, when we're talking about qualifications, is this a little tougher to get, or as long as you hit the normal qualifications for a reverse mortgage, you're covered?
You're pretty much covered under the normal qualifications for a reverse. It's not about income coming in. All reverse mortgages, as with all mortgages, there's a financial assessment that is required to ensure that a reverse mortgage can be sustainable, that it's got a long-term solution for the borrowers, and how it benefits it. Whether it's a jumbo reverse or standard reverse, you must go to counseling. And the purpose of the counseling is for the independent third party to ensure that the borrower understand the financial implications and associated with the reverse. And the counselors ensure that they were given the correct information. One of the nice things about having counselors, and they're third-party counselors, those are not your local counselors that you can go to like a local counseling agency. They can't do reverse mortgage counseling. There are specific reverse mortgage counselors that are identified by the lenders. But the purpose of them is to make sure that whatever the broker tells you or the person that's walking you through the reverse is not giving you false information.
Right.
Because if so, they want to know about it. They don't, and that can happen in any industry.
Sure.
So they make you go to these specified FHA counselors for reverse mortgages.
Right. And just to make sure there's no misunderstanding, because you know what? I mean, I've been in meetings, heard something, misunderstood it. You've been in meetings, misunderstood it. And so this is just a safe place where people go. They're not trying to sell them something. They're just trying to make sure they understood what they understood.
Yeah, it's kind of a checks and balance system, and it's one of those ones that I really like because if you're trying to be deceptive, you're going to get caught.
Right.
The counselor's job is to make sure you're aware of the information and that you're not being misled. A reverse mortgage like we've talked about can be very beneficial, but you may go into it with the wrong thought. Understand, when you have a obligation on a reverse, and you basically have no mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you don't have payments. Too many people will try to advertise, say, well, have no more mortgage payment, but they don't finish the sentence. And the sentence is you still have to pay your taxes, property taxes.
Right.
You still have to pay your homeowner's insurance. If there's an HOA, you have to pay the HOA, whether it's a standard, a reverse, or a jumbo. You still have to do those. You still have to keep the house up. And in order to qualify for it to be a reverse, it must be your primary residence. And what that means is you have to live in the property for 6 years, or six, not 6 years, sorry, 6 months and a day.
Okay.
If you're in it 6 months and a day, it then becomes primary. You can have a second home somewhere else, but this is your primary, and you can put the reverse on that. Again, whether it's standard or jumbo.
Right. You're listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you'd like to talk with Steve, get some more information about this, see if you qualify. Give him a call, 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Now, what are some of the ways a jumbo reverse mortgage can work for your customers?
It can work in a lot of the same aspects as that it can work for as a standard reverse. It's just that you might be needing more. For example, you can pay off you're going to pay off your existing mortgage, and then you're going to turn around, and in some cases you can pay off debt.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at freeing up cash, that's one of the ways you can do that, because with a reverse mortgage, you can pay off your debt. You can do home improvements. That doesn't limit you on a standard reverse. It doesn't limit you on a jumbo reverse. If you want to improve the house, you want to finish a basement, you want to add a room, you can pull out the cash to do the home improvement, which increases your value. So the money comes back. Or maybe you need to make changes to the house to make them more accommodating for medical facilities.
Sure.
You know, maybe you need to put a bathroom in downstairs because you're going to stay on the main level instead of a two-story. If you're doing a jumbo reverse, sometimes instead of taking money from somewhere else, you can take the money out to go traveling. You know, you decide, say, okay, I want to pull out $30,000, $40,000, and I want to take a trip to Europe. You can do that through the reverse mortgage.
Hmm.
And then the other one is kind of a safety net. A reverse mortgage kind of prevents you from... If your money's tied up in other areas and the market crashes and the finances get tough, by having the reverse, you have no payment. So you're able to sustain yourself and continue to stay in the home without having to tap some of your other money that maybe you might be losing some money.
Sure.
So it gives you a lot of options there. Number two, a lot of folks that have a reverse on a standard, what they're doing is they're using that money instead of their retirement money. So they're keeping their finances, their retirement finances, to bay at the other side. And by having no mortgage payment, you still have taxes and insurance. You don't have to access your retirement money because you now, if you have let's say you have a jumbo loan and you're doing $800,000 to $1 million. Well, that payment's pretty stout. That's probably close to $4,000 to $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden that payment can go away. So it frees up that ability to not have to touch your other finances. And by accessing the equity in your home, it allows you to handle unplanned emergencies. I call them speed bumps of life. They're going to come up. Sometimes they're financial surprises. Sometimes they're medical surprises. Other things are you can handle health care expenses. And that's, you know, we're going to have, with what's going on, there's going to be expenses for health care that are coming up. And a reverse mortgage gives you the freedom to have that, sure, again, without touching other money.
Right. And when one of those health things happen, it is not going to be cheap.
It's not inexpensive.
I mean,
we all know that.
Yeah.
It's going to be expensive. And this allows you to defer taking the money out of your retirement. You know, and I mentioned it earlier, as we grow older, we want to make sure we don't outlive our money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you spend all your life building the equity in your home, it's kind of like a retirement plan. The reverse mortgage, especially in a jumbo, allows you the accessibility to that funds. So you make sure you don't have to change your lifestyle, or you can handle those emergencies, or you can take the size. In some cases, people will maybe take that money out and they'll right size.
Right.
They'll take the money out and they'll go buy the right home. Maybe it's a ranch. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 bedroom instead of a 5 bedroom. Maybe it's 2,500 square feet instead of 5,000. Some people will go out and buy that second home. And they don't have to pay for it. They've paid cash. They no longer have a payment on their house, and now they owe their second home for cash. And it gives them a lot more freedoms to do a lot more things. If you need to do the modifications, like I said, or you need money for a caregiver, a reverse mortgage is a great way to do that. Instead of maybe going to a home, you could stay in the house you're at, and you have a caregiver come in. So the reverse mortgage gives you the money to take care of the caregiver, because living in a nursing home can get,
sure,
extremely expensive. And like I said before, you protect your investments from a downturn. The last thing about a reverse mortgage, whether it's standard, there are some great tax benefits to it. You need to talk to your financial planner or your CPA.
Okay. And, you know, it does seem like 10 years ago or so, it seemed like a lot of financial planners weren't on board with this, you know.
They weren't.
You know, they're just, and I think, misinformed and not really understanding it. And if they didn't understand it, the best thing to say is it's not good for you.
Well, FINRA,
now that they're understanding it.
FINRA actually would not, they condoned a financial planner from talking about reverse mortgages. And in about 2-3 years ago, when they reanalyzed and see how they were set up with the counseling and the way they protect the consumer, they now say that they can become a great asset and a tool for the financial planning of a senior as they grow older.
Right.
So they've actually reversed courses. You are correct there.
Great. And last thing here, real quick, protection from investment downturns, I should say. It helps to minimize the risk for your investment portfolio. Last thing, Kurt, reduce your tax burden.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Because you're pulling the money out. It's tax-free. It's your money.
Sure.
You've already paid on it. Instead of taking money out of retirement plans, now you're going to pay taxes on them anyhow. But there's different retirement programs you can go to if something happens and eliminate some of those taxes. But you talk to your CPA or financial planner, but it can save you a lot of money in taxes.
Right. You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Give Steve a call today, 303-885-0254, 303-885-0254. Thank you for being with us today.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else, you ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with just a reminder that our friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center are still open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For your convenience, they are now providing special curbside service to help make it easier for you to help meet your pet's needs. This is for appointments and other medical services, as well as for grooming and boarding and food product purchases. To check in for appointments, grooming, and boarding, simply call when you arrive and a staff member will come out and assist you. For checkouts, pet food products, and prescriptions, call when you arrive, pay over the phone, and a staff member will bring your pet and your receipt out to you. No doubt this is a difficult time for all of us, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it is their passion and professional commitment to help your pets live their best lives. Call now, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us today. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com is the website. Their number, 303-781-5617. Glad to have Dr. Shane Stedman on with us today. Dr. Stedman, how are you?
I am good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I tell you what, it has been a whirlwind of events and changes to our lives over the last several weeks. Like, if I had to be honest, I never thought we would see what we've been seeing these last few weeks here in Colorado. How about you?
I'm just so lost for words. I mean, I remember telling my staff at the very beginning of this whole process that I thought this was going to be a day by day, you know, and you almost kind of say that in a generality.
Sure.
It literally has changed day by day.
Yeah, hour by hour sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes hour by hour.
Man.
Yeah, it's intense.
Right. So just what you, and you know, I know you have to take care of your business, all that, so you may not have time to really look at a lot of the different things, and who knows what's factual and what we read or what we hear and all this, but just what's your feeling just kind of on this whole virus and how it's really different from what's been compared a lot of times to just a normal flu and different things like that?
You know, definitely probably the most sad piece about it is, you know, what it does to people when it comes to like their lungs and their respiratory system. Mm-hmm. You know, the flu, you know, to suffer from the flu, it can be very detrimental for, you know, a certain population of people. You know, the majority of people who get the flu, you know, you feel like you got ran over by a truck and, you know, some other symptoms for sure that's never fun to have and takes you out. But, man, I don't think I've ever heard of, you know, something that just when it hits people, it just knocks out their lungs, you know, and people are on ventilators. And I think that's definitely the scariest piece, you know, about this virus.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Now, the governor has made some rulings over the last week or so and different things with business and what I guess he considers essential or whatever. That's another topic for another show, but it has caused some changes in just the way some businesses can operate, and one of those for right now is you. I guess he's supposed to be doing a news conference as we speak right now, and hopefully that will bring some changes in a positive way, but how are you guys kind of operating right now on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, you know, the neurological rehab side and the chiropractic rehab side, they decided to shut down. But we're still doing telehealth, and we're still working with people who are, you know, struggling with, you know, fatigue and weight and sleep and thyroid issues and hormone issues. We're still supporting those people, you know. So I've been, you know, sitting in my home office, which I still am right now, and just I've been on the phone or on a video chat like all day long. And so I think we actually started switching everything, you know, ahead of time, which I think was super smart. And it was something that we actually already had kind of set into motion, because we see so many people that are, you know, from out of state, you know, that we help. So we're already kind of set up to do everything kind of like through telehealth and virtual. And so this is actually, it's actually been good that we've already done that, because we just switched. And so, you know, I got Sandy's at her house, and Lindsay's at her house, and Ruth is at her house, and we're all communicating and, you know, and trying to really run business as normal, you know, just, it's interesting times. It's fun. I get to get up a little bit later than I would if I had to go into work, so I don't have to drive. And, it's been different.
And you know what? Even for the patients, and you know, it's been said through this that there will probably be some things that kind of were forced into doing. Then we look back and think, you know what? That's actually a pretty efficient way to do something, and that takes, you know, better care of my time, the patient's time, and all this. So some of this may be something that may be the new norm for you.
Yeah, you know, there might be some stuff, and we've been talking about some of these things in our office, you know, just, you know, to make things more efficient, you know, and maybe doing more of the nutrition, you know, like kind of telehealth, you know, because it is working. And, you know, and we've always kind of actually done it for people who live in like Boulder, Longmont, Springs, you know, because it's a pain to drive through Denver traffic. So we've always kind of offered that available to those people. But, you know, maybe this might be something where you just offer it more and more and more. I love the face-to-face.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the video conferencing and everything we have is HIPAA compliant, you know, you still get that face-to-face. It's just
important, I think, too, you know, because, yeah, it's great to talk to somebody on the phone. But when you can see them, you can see their reaction to what you're saying, and they can see, you know, I think it's a great, great way to do it, because that's what we still want, is just that comfort from you and that direction, you know, from your staff on how to help us. So, yep, hey, I think it's going to work out all right. So they just still call the main number, and then they will get designated to kind of whoever needs to help them?
Yeah, you know, so we're still doing our free consultations. You know, so we're just doing it over video or phone, and really, you know, I even told staff, like, we're just, everything is still the same, you know, so,
cool.
And, you know, I'll get done, and when I'm done, then I'll message Lindsay, and then Lindsay will call and, you know, kind of say, here's some next steps that we'd like to take, or here's some blood work maybe we'd like to run, and, you know, so we'll still have, like, the same process in place. It's just everything's done over the phone or video.
Cool. Well, good deal. If you're just joining us, Dr. Shane Steadman is with us, Integrated Health Systems. And as he just mentioned, all you have to do is give them a call, 303-781-5617, and they will get you taken care of. So a lot's been made of a lot of the deaths, and I'm not going to say all of them, but most of the stories we hear around the country, or around the world, really, are people that had underlying health problems. Now, how many of those knew they did? I don't know. But you know what? It's made me really focus on and think of, man, I want to rule out any underlying health problem. Are you seeing that with some of your calls?
Yeah, you know, I actually had a call this morning where I was going over, she's a kid that's got an autoimmune condition, you know, I was talking to the parents, you know, and they're like, is she at risk? And I'm like, you know, there's definitely an increased risk when you get into some of these underlying conditions like autoimmunities, you know, whether it be autoimmune thyroid condition, autoimmune like rheumatoid arthritis, there can be some of that gets involved, because your immune system isn't doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. So it's either like overacting or it's not acting enough. Those are definitely some of the questions that we're seeing from patients. Even so much so that one of my mentors did a huge Facebook Live yesterday for almost like an hour and a half, and just was going over the same concept of what he's calling, you know, and seeing how there's just a lot of people that are really concerned, that have these questions, you know, but definitely, you know, if we're looking at the immune stem, you know, our immune function, we got to make sure that it's healthy. And this is some of the stuff that we do in our office with every patient. We're always looking at factors like their immune system. We don't just look at, you know, just blood sugar, but we look at sure. blood chemistry so we can look at their inflammatory markers. Because that's actually one of the things I read early on, and I've done a lot of research on this, that I've done early on, it was shown that they're actually looking at some of the markers that show you might be at risk are some of your inflammatory markers. And so they've kind of picked out some of these inflammatory markers to say if they're really high, you know, you could be at a risk because they're talking about having these inflammatory like storms. And when you have the storm, then your whole body starts like going after everything and it kind of goes into hyperdrive and then affects your cardiovascular system and your lungs. And, you know, it's really kind of fascinating. So looking at improving somebody's health and looking at those inflammatory markers, what's causing those inflammatory markers, you know, getting your immune system to settle down is mm-hmm. super important.
Right. And boy, you look at just the storm, the waves of things that come in now that are really affecting our lives and things that we talk about every time on this show and after a couple of years now is stress. Well, job loss, yeah. all the different things, you know, people being at home, you know, not used to being locked in their house, so to speak. But you got stress, and you got sleep, man. If you're not sleeping good, I read a deal from actually a buddy of mine sent it to me from Texas this morning, one of his doctors, and this guy says sleep deprivation has been studied with many other viruses. It says, in fact, in a study with influenza, it was found that if you had under 7 hours of sleep, you were 300% more likely to get sick than patients with over 8 hours of sleep. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I'm just what this doctor said here. But I know there's probably a lot of getting less sleep here with all the stress that's going on.
Yeah, you're definitely on it. You know, it's interesting how there was conversation at the beginning about sleep and stress, and then it seems like as you hear more and more, you know, people, especially kind of in the holistic world, because in the holistic world, you definitely hear things that are more like support your immune system, do this, don't do this, do the right things. Where in the medical world, you know, it's more like it's very like acute emergency medicine, you know, and so it's kind of fascinating to hear both worlds talking. I know on this holistic side, you definitely heard a lot of sleep and stress, and you still hear that. And I think that's even stuff we're preaching, you know, it's like you have to get it, even so much so that last week was just a crazy stressful week at the office with, you know, staff and the changes and things like that, that I found myself waking up in the morning, you know, and just thinking, and I was like, nope, I got to get my sleep. I don't want to get sick, you know?
Exactly. So,
yeah, it's important. It's more important than people imagine. And this is why, like we've said it before in the show, like, you know, keeping your cortisol under control, keeping your blood sugar under control, and getting sleep are probably some of the most important things that we try to do with every patient right from the beginning.
Absolutely. Another thing we want to talk about a little bit is thyroid. And I mean, that is one, you know, a big area of your practice as well, as well as we talk about all the health issues. So let's talk about a little thyroid health and maybe some of the effects that all these different things can have, you know, with our thyroid.
You know, yeah, the thyroid, you know, we've talked about this topic and I kind of wanted to bring it back to life because it's an easy thing to kind of mention if we are doing telehealth. You know, these are things that is a little bit easier than some of the concussion rehab and things like that.
Right.
You know, so on the thyroid side, you know, your thyroid has a big responsibility for, you know, for activating all cells in the body. And so this even comes into the immune system. So there is a huge interplay between the thyroid function and immune system and the immune system and the thyroid. So we know that was like 90%, you know, it's kind of some of the estimates out there of hypothyroid in the United States is actually autoimmune driven. You know, so whenever we're evaluating people, even for a thyroid issue, we also look to see, do they have an autoimmune condition against that thyroid? Because if that's the case, and it's hard to get the thyroid working better until we figure out why is it off and then what's causing it. So if somebody does have an autoimmune condition, then what thing has transpired, you know, or what thing has caused that autoimmune condition? So that's kind of how you start seeing that interplay between those two systems.
Right. So do you see some epidemic that's even going to come more, you know, after this, people being at home for maybe, you know, 30 days, 60 days, and the way they eat, you think we're going to be eating better or worse when we, now that we're eating at home maybe a lot more?
You know, that's funny. I'll chat about that for a bit. So, you know, I think one of the things is, you know, with stress, you kind of mentioned three things. So I kind of touch on three things. I think one of the things that we're trying to promote to our own patients or trying to get out there is that I think especially with this, you know, the COVID virus, you know, because there are people who are going to get it that don't exhibit symptoms. There's people that are going to get it that exhibit mild symptoms. And then there's people that, you know, really, really get hit hard with this. But what they're talking about and some of the talks beyond this are like even these people that do get hit with the virus, you know, what does that do to their immune system? You know, does it create an autoimmune condition? Does it create, you know, and I don't think they're going to quite know, but if I had to guess, I would say we're probably going to see some of this because, you know, I see cases where people had the flu and it created an autoimmune condition or had Epstein-Barr virus or mono, mm-hmm. and that created Hashimoto's, you know, so you do see this as transpiring. So I think that's one of the things that is important. This is another reason why it's important to keep yourself healthy is because if you do get this virus or if you do get sick, and I mean, there's other things going around like respiratory, RSV is going around, the flu is going around, allergies are going around. So, I mean, people are getting sick right now. You
sure.
know? But like you said, how much of this is stress? You know, I think to answer your second question as far as eating, you know, I at first I was kind of joking, thinking a lot of people are going to probably be healthier because they're not eating as much fast food. And then I go to the store. And I was kind of joking in my household because I'm like, grocery shopping for us was really easy because nobody was eating. Nobody was buying the healthy stuff.
Right, yeah.
Produce was still there.
It's a lot different when I go to the store and when Victoria goes to the store, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I literally walked around and I was like, well, I'll grab some salmon because nobody's touched the salmon. So, you know, we have salmon and Brussels sprouts and broccoli and, you know, we're like making dinner as normal because nobody's touching the healthy stuff. So I think my theory is maybe changing that. I wonder, you know, if people are just eating a lot of comfort food or eating a lot of things that are like canned in boxes because it is cheaper and it is easier to store, you know. So my theories are kind of changing as the weeks have kind of gone on with eating, which I think that could be a huge impact when it comes to health and when it comes to thyroid and when it comes to stress and all those pieces too.
Right. So can this hypothyroidism start causing, do something with prediabetes and diabetes? Can hypothyroidism play into that?
Not really so much with like, you know, diabetes, because there is kind of a way where they kind of intermix, but not as like a direct relationship. You know, sometimes I've seen where patients can have, you know, struggles with blood sugar regularity. I would say there's mm-hmm. some of that because your thyroid does impact all of the mitochondria, you know, in the body, which is all the little energy systems in every cell. And so if your energy system's off, then you start seeing some of the blood sugar stability kind of all over the place. But you really don't seem to see that lead to too many conditions per se.
Right. But like you say, the blood sugar levels and the thyroid are intimately connected, we can say.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us, Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. So, Dr. Steadman, to all the folks that are, you know, and matter of fact, I was going to shoot you a text after the show. I'm out of some of the stuff I'm taking. So all the people that need supplies and different things of supplements they were doing, that's still available to come, run by and get from you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so it's kind of nice. We've just been drop shipping. So just, you know, calling the company and say, hey, can you drop ship these supplies to a patient? So that's kind of making it easy. I think that's another thing we're going to probably, you know, end up changing because some patients are really liking it, so they don't have to come up to the office. So we're just drop shipping some supplements. You know, we've been kind of drop shipping some of the immune supports, you know, things to mm-hmm. kind of just support that they're kind of showing. When I've looked at some of the other countries and what they've done, you know, things like vitamin C have been amazing, you know, so we've been drop shipping some of the immune supports and drop shipping their thyroid supplements and drop shipping, you know, hormone supplements. Yeah, so we've been definitely doing a lot of that.
Great. Now, webinars, you guys have been doing quite a few of these, and, boy, they're working great. And so what's on the schedule next for you?
So Dr. Maynard is actually going to be doing a webinar on the immune system and supporting it. So, you know, so we're not going to be doing things like, this is how you treat COVID. We're not going to talk into that, but more of like, hey, this is kind of how your immune system works.
Okay.
And, you know, talking about those things like sleep and stress and food, you know, because we want people to make sure that they're doing a good job keeping themselves healthy as possible. Because, I mean, at the end of all this, stress can also kick your butt.
Sure.
So he's going to be doing that. Tomorrow night, I'm going to do a webinar on thyroid. So I was going to address, you know, some of the five kind of major, you know, kind of misconceptions on thyroid and kind of things to talk about. So I'll be doing that tomorrow night. So I think, you know, if people want to listen, you know, definitely we can, you know, it's actually easy to call the office and say, hey, can I get the link, you know, for the webinar? And we can just email the link over and you can listen. So we start at 6 and go to 6:30. So it's not going to eat up a lot of time. But,
okay, great.
You know, everybody's at home, so yep, it's a good time to kind of do something a little bit different.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to get that link, give the office a call, 303-781-5617, and mention you heard Dr. Stedman on Haystack Help here and Your Health Matters, and they will get you fixed up there. Now, you know, they're saying stay in, but then they're saying get out and get some air too. So talk about just the importance of, you know, not just going in and being a couch potato, but getting out and getting some movement in your body.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I've actually heard some really fascinating studies on vitamin D, and some of the countries or some of these areas that are also being hit, you know, there's people that are encouraged to go outside. You know, so you still keep your social distancing, but getting your vitamin D levels and getting out in the sun. It's interesting. I've heard a lot of talk on that. So I think if, you know, instead of being cooped up, that's not going to be great for us either, because it's just easy to watch social media and TV and kind of get anxious. But mm-hmm. it's definitely important more than ever right now to kind of develop some strategies and habits. And I think even in our own household, we're kind of talking about this too. It's like, you know, I think one of the good things that's going to come out of this is bringing the families back together. And I love it. And when I came home yesterday, I was out running errands, and my daughter was like, she goes, I love how everybody is outside walking and right. playing with their dog. And, you know, and I hope we do that. And I want more, I think more people, because A, we can get out, you know, mm-hmm. so we can go for a walk, you know, with your spouse or your kids. I mean, I've seen families out walking, which you haven't seen in since yeah. I was like in high school.
yeah. You know, you're so like, oh, that neighbor next door, they're actually married. Yeah. Never seen them. Yeah. The guy's always coming exactly. in from work, or the lady's coming in from work. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's important. I think the vitamin D, that's one of the immune supports that we've been giving patients is vitamin D, because it really can support the immune system. So, I mean, you can get that from, you know, the sun, certain mushrooms can give it to you. You know, so there's certain things that we can do, but getting outside, I think at this moment can't be more important, especially in these nice days. And you got to get some sun. You got to get some stimulation. You got to get some good deep breaths with the clean air. I mean, I've heard that too, how all the air is cleaning up, the waters are cleaning up, the rivers mm-hmm. are cleaning up. It's super amazing what's taking place. So I think take advantage of it.
Right. And like I say, I just like to put a challenge to everyone out there. I mean, this is a time to think about your health, those underlying conditions. As like I say, you always seem to hear when they talk about deaths. And, you know, if you haven't been feeling your best, but you're saying, hey, I've just been able to handle it, this may be the time to get in to see Dr. Stedman or one of his team. And, again, they are doing the telehealth. So all you have to do is call 303-781-5617, and they will get you all fixed up with the right person there. And join this seminar, I mean, this webinar tomorrow. It'll be at 6 o'clock. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617 and get the link, and they'll email that to you. And you can watch Dr. Stedman talk about the thyroid. So, Dr. Stedman, what do you think, you know, what about the next wave that comes on, you know, with the next flu in maybe a year or two or something? And let's say it hits pretty good. Man, I hope this isn't something that's just going to continue to get worse, and then we see the businesses shut down again and all the different things like that. And I think that's one of the things that's the biggest fear about all of this. It's just the unknown we have from day to day, and there's so many news conferences and so many press conferences, you know, just talking yeah. about, you know, the number of deaths, the number of cases, and all the things. And boy, I'm afraid if we're not careful, it's just going to be a ginormous stressful time for all of us. You know, we'll get through this. I mean, it will work out.
Yeah. we'll definitely get through. I think, you know, it's good to know the numbers, but I also think there's also a lot to these numbers. And I think, you know, people who do some research, there's a lot to the numbers. There's different percentages. There's different, like, mortality rate percentages, you know. And so it's sometimes easy to throw the numbers and then get super anxious. I think in the future, this will probably be something that, you know, we'll probably have some good hygiene around this, you know, and people washing their hands and kind of knowing the importance. I mean, you don't see, you know, well, it feels like it's about every 4 years we get, you know, a crazy kind of virus like this, whether it be Zika, SARS, MERS, COVID, you know, it seems like it's about every few years. This one just definitely seems to kind of gone rampant, you know, but I think it's something that I think we'll be more prepared for as a society and as a country. So right now I kind of predict some cool positives, you mm-hmm. know, from this. And I hope so for all of our sakes.
Sure.
Because it's stressful on everybody, you know, and we're all in this boat together. And I think we're all going to get through it together. We're all going to come back stronger. You know,
it's going to come back good. Yeah, for sure. So, Dr. Stepien, let's talk about a couple areas of your staff. I got about a minute and a half here, but I want to talk about how you've got to handle it. And I think Jake, he did a show with us recently, you know, as kind of a counselor deal. So that, I just want to touch on that one area here in the minute, because I think that is something important. You know, our physical health is huge, but right now I'm telling you, a big part of this is your mental health as well. You agree?
100%. You know, I'm actually glad you brought that up, because I was thinking that in my head. It's like, I think a lot of people are struggling for many different reasons right now. And I think this is why we have a counselor, because it's just part of health, you know, and Jake is a phenomenal counselor, and, you know, and he can do everything via telehealth as well, you know? And so I think this is a good time if, you know, people are struggling with some anxiety, some depression, loneliness. You know, this could be a really good opportunity to meet with Jake and maybe go over some, like, meditation exercises, deep breathing exercises, mm-hmm. you know, some of these things that he can actually teach and follow up on. But, you know, it's like, this is a great, great time. We've been putting in our newsletters, our emails, we're telling patients, like, if you guys are struggling, Jake is here. You know, so if people want that consultation with Jake, definitely call the office, and, you know, he can definitely get on the phone and kind of let you know, you know, is this a good fit, and, you know, and do everything, you know, via video conferencing. So it's easy to do and something to take advantage of.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Stepien, hey, thank you so much. And, man, appreciate all you're doing to help everyone get through this and continue and take care of your patients. And so I will get with you and get the things ordered I need to as well, sir. All right. Thanks so much, bud.
You're welcome.
All right. That's Dr. Shane Stepien, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stepien live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.